Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. Cornelius is a fascinating character. He wasn't a Jew, and neither was he a follower of Jesus. He was a God-fearer, and the most positive things are said about him. He was generous, prayerful, and willing that God should use him on this crucial mission to meet up with Peter. Peter was a faithful Jew and struggled to imagine that God could work outside the Jewish nation. Cornelius was going to be the means of helping Peter to see God's greater plans. It's interesting that centurions occur on a number of occasions during Jesus' ministry. It was the centurion on duty for Jesus' crucifixion who concluded, "Surely he was the Son of God." When I was young, I got the impression that there were two kinds of people, people who loved God and others who hated him. But it's not as simple as that. The Bible introduces us to many people who are not signed-up believers, yet in whose lives God was powerfully at work. Let's give thanks that God is at work in the lives of many people who know nothing of the Bible or Jesus. We'll definitely want to share with them the good news of Jesus, but we shouldn't be surprised when we find God is already working in their lives. So let me ask you this. Can you think of anyone you know who's not yet a Christian, but in whose life God is clearly at work? And now let's pray together. Dear Lord, thank you that you're at work in so many people's lives. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.